really, the chemtrailing is just getting to me now.
Oh,
God,
that
man.
Could be it. That's what's clogging your ears, the heavy metals.
The heavy metals, that's right. They have unleashed the chemtrail machine on us here in Colorado over the last 3 days. Beautiful weather, nonetheless. We were able to dodge some of it for a little bit there. Yesterday, went to our favorite brewery and caught some rays. Got a little bit too much of a tan going on now. Starting to really show a lot of that Southern Italian bloodline, if you know what I'm saying.
You're getting it early this year.
That's right, Ooh. Man. I'm getting that base tan on, man, for bikini season. And
now's the best time to get it because you won't get too burnt. So it's going to put a nice layer on you.
Well, you know what's crazy here is the chemtrailing stuff, it's an operation. It takes a long time. But when they do their preliminary layering, the sun is exposed and it almost feels hotter, like they're refracting the light onto you even in a stronger manner.
Oh, like an aluminum blanket.
Yes, yeah. And then finally when they start getting the layers to add on to each other, you get that nice Mr. Burns-like shield in the sky floating above you, and everybody's pissed off and angry and fighting each other, man. Yeah!
And the best part is you paid for this cancer.
Yeah, it's your taxes. Alex Jones yesterday tweeted out a lengthy video on the chemtrailing phenomenon. It's a deep dive, about an hour or so long, maybe hour 20. I recommend it. I retweeted it. For anyone out there, I know the dude Shawns of the world are down with the chemtrailing phenomenon. It's a legit video or documentary. They, go at it from like a law perspective and a health perspective. And these are individuals over the last 10 or so years who have actually tried to hold our representatives accountable for allowing to go on. And nothing has helped. Nothing has worked. Nothing has changed. They poison us to this day. But if you're into it, check it out. And it's nice to have Alex Jones on our side, at least, for those who are down with the chemtrails, man. You know, out here, but at least here in Colorado, and I think it's probably something to do with the Bidenomics of the era, not as heavy of a spraying as we had last year. I mean, they laid it thick, and our winter, we had like a Midwest winter here in Denver, which is unheard of, but it was like 3 to 4 months of just overcast blanket laying on top of us. This year, a lot of sunshine. So
almost too much. Almost.
I'm almost
much.
Complaining. Hey, yeah. Bill Gates, man, bring on the trails, man.
My taxes went up. You think I'd get a little more? You know
I know.
I mean?
No,
the snow?
We're just paying for $18 minimum wage and 9 month maternity leave for the people at McDonald's. That's what we're.
Yeah,
down
this
to.
Year I had a white Christmas with my cancer. You know what I'm saying? Can I at least get the white Christmas?
Oh, yeah, man. The cancer rates skyrocketing. Turbo cancer, right? Is that still a thing, or did they kind of bury that term with the men who have sex with other men? They realized maybe not so popular.
All I got to say to you is do not go stay at a Holiday Inn tonight.
I'm going to warm up my car in the parking lot for a little bit. No, not a good idea.
Just definitely leave your gun at home.
You know? Oh, man, it's a tough time for podcasting. Nothing to talk about out there, man. There's just nothing going on in the world.
Dude, they're just doing everything in the open. Everything's in the open. That's what's crazy.
We predicted it, man. I mean, the second there was the first tip-off on Thursday or Wednesday afternoon for March Madness. All right, let's do World War III, cancer for the royal reptilians, and
migrants storming the borders, yes, through the soldiers.
We're gonna unleash an invasion at the Texas border there, and then
like, what is going on? They're just doing it all in the open. Don't care.
Bring it all out, Hunter Biden. Everything. Yes, and also, Google has been infiltrating elections since 2008. Just throw it out. Nobody cares. We're doing March Madness. It's all right.
No. Are you kidding me? I can't believe Loyola didn't make it.
Oh, dude, here in Colorado, the CU Buffs made it to the second round. It's all we can think about, man.
Who could think about anything else at a moment like this, Frank?
That's
Come
right,
on.
Man. Yeah, it's...
My bracket is doing great.
I know. I survived 2 out of 3 bracket busters. Unbelievable. I know. It's it's all I've been dreaming about at night, man.
Yeah. Everything's, yeah, they're just doing it out in the open. But it's a good time to be alive.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, yeah. Be happy for it. You know, I had my fantasy baseball draft on Monday. Huge deal. Still really excited because there was, believe it or not, baseball kicked off this week. There was a 2-game series in Seoul, South Korea. It's the Seoul series. And, yeah, man. And they had the Dodgers play the Padres. I think they split the series, if I recall. What is wild, if anyone is big on the baseball scene and following the sports ball, Dodgers dished out, I think, just shy of $1 billion this offseason on free agent signings, one of which, the $500 million star Shohei Ohtani, and the other, they dropped $325 million on this Yamamoto guy who lasted 1 inning, gave up 3 runs, 5 walks, 2 doubles, a home run. I mean,
shut up.
The guy had what is maybe considered the worst first game ever for a $325 million signing. Highest paid pitcher in the league. And not only that, to top all of it off, Mr. $500 million there, Shohei Ohtani, he is now embroiled in a massive gambling scandal involving his interpreter. You heard that right. His interpreter is being accused of having Shohei wire him money illegally and allegedly. toss it out there. But he funneled him money to pay off like $4 million in gambling debts. Now it's being speculated that this interpreter is being thrown under the bus as a fall guy for Shohei Ohtani himself being indebted to these gambling sites, which would make the most sense. You know, this
Japanese love to gamble, dude.
This is also, I mean, no different than Jordan and Pete Rose. I mean, this could be our modern-day Pete Rose. There is no way Mr. $500 million is going down for anything. It's going to be all blamed on the interpreter.
Not in the first season. Nah.
No, never. We'll never hear about this again. Did you notice the news came out during March Madness?
Good call. Good call.
Everything.
Hey, come on, dude. Baseball season's too long. Too long.
Oh, yeah. There'll be plenty of controversy. My favorite potential massive controversy that'll occur probably in about a month or so. Trevor Bauer. Bauer? The fellow who was wrongly accused for sexually abusing that young lady, and it ended up being total bullshit, but the guy's reputation was completely destroyed, and he was fired from the MLB. He's going to come back this season.
Hmm.
He's pitching.
He's playing?
Yeah, he's back to playing. I think either he's on some minor league team and or a Mexico league team, and he's completely dominating, and I guarantee he's wearing pinstripes on the Yankees by August. Guarantee it. Absolutely.
Mark this time.
And Mike, actually write it down right now. Seriously, write this down. I want to listen to this August. In August, I want to replay this clip. Trevor Bauer, he's in pinstripes on
the
Yankees.
Majors.
Yes, I guarantee it. By August. Absolutely.
Oh, dude.
I'm telling
you. Didn't he win a bunch of money? He had to sue them.
Yes, he won. He was wrongfully accused and lost.
Yeah, how much did he win? Why is he even playing? I thought he got enough to retire.
No, he wants to prove he's one of the best pitchers in the league, and he was wrongfully stripped of, you know, winning a World Series, and he's going to go to the Yankees. And shall we do my annual prediction for World Series this year?
Yes, this is gold, people. Put money on it. Put money on it. The odds are incredible. So good.
Okay, this year, my prediction. Orioles beat the Cubs in the World Series.
Oh, you're going Cubs World Series.
Cubs, Orioles.
Off the
7 bat. Games, Orioles take it. You heard it here first, people.
Cubs in the World Series, man.
Yeah, okay. Man, I'm telling you right now, they got the goods. They made the Bellinger signing. I think by the trade deadline, Cubs pick up Pete Alonso from the Mets. go big with the bats, and then they make another big-time signing. Not Trevor Bauer. I keep forgetting what his name is. He's going to go to the Yankees. The Yankees like to go dirty with their players. You know, Daryl Strawberry, remember him?
They got the money to pay off whoever.
Strawberry was on the Mets, got accused for banging hookers and doing crack cocaine, and the Yankees signed him to a 3-year contract. That's how much the Yankees care about whatever's going on in your personal life.
Yeah, you got a point.
So, Yankees sign Bauer, and Cubs probably get some sort of big pitcher near the trade deadline, and I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be Cubs, Baltimore. But I think Baltimore takes it. They're ready. They got the goods.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll give it to you.
Mark the calendar.
That's
this
a good prediction.
This is a
better
good
than
episode.
Anything I got.
So did you make your college day game day bracket there?
Nah, man, I don't even know how to do it.
Well, you know, here in Denver, Colorado, big sports town, and we're very stoked. We got the CU Buffs there, the Boulder team representing our state. And when I think of Colorado, I think everybody agrees. We think of masculinity, manly men, guys going out there and being tough and conquering the day. That's why I think it's shocking to everybody, maybe even the world, that this news is out there.
New this morning, the search is on for these two women suspected of attacking somebody.
So it happened at an RTV light rail station on Wadsworth. Fox 31's Jim Hooley is live there this morning. A pretty disturbing story here, Jim.
Yeah, Drew, and as you know, safety and security has been priority for RTD over the past...
Here's Jim Hooley. He's well past retirement in our local Fox affiliate here, but we'll give him a chance.
Couple of months, obviously they're very concerned about that, and they're very concerned about the viciousness of this attack. It happened here at the Wadsworth station just south of what is West Colfax here in Lakewood, and apparently the two suspects are young girls. Here's the latest that we have here, and take a look at these images here. These are pictures of the suspects that we have from Crime Stoppers this morning. The two girls appear to be walking through the station in the pictures, one taking a selfie. Both appear to be young teenagers. Lakewood police say the attack happened on February 13th. It was about 9:15 at night. The victim was a man. He was up on a platform.
Oh, God! Denver, of course, man!
Excuse me?
Two young girls, they beat up a man? Oh, I knew it! He was sipping his soy latte. Oh, God.
To be fair, he was probably born a woman. This is Denver.
Oh,
that's so funny. God. That's how safe Denver is. You just got to worry about the little girls?
Yes. That's your biggest threat to your life are two chicks in their teens doing selfies for Instagram. Oh, my God, man.
I'm moving Nona to Denver.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. So we've got a new one, and I'm going to announce it. I'm declaring here, henceforth, you've heard of the Florida man, the crazy nut job, right? Pulling pulling his lunch out of the alligator's mouth, right? Or whatever it is. You know, it's always the Florida.
Jumped on the alligator just to prove he could.
Yeah, Florida man this. Well, now here's your Denver man, the ultimate pussy, the champion of wusses, right? The most fragile soy boy you could ever imagine, Denver God. Man. Denver man.
I can just picture the way he looked. They probably stole his lunch, which was some like gay vegetarian thing.
Oh, of course. It was vegan, and he had his rolled up yoga mat under his arm, you know, and he's still wearing his tights. Ah! You know it, dude.
Terrible.
Denver man.
Oh, terrible.
Yes. The Denver.
Like, I'm more disappointed that there weren't boys out there robbing people. Come on, guys.
Is there no women?
Even the next generation's pussies.
Are there no women out there in Denver that can defend this poor fella? Where are the female Daniel Pennies of Denver, man?
Fellas, don't go out without your wives.
That's right, man.
Happen to you.
This is the world we're living here now in Denver, dude. The chicks are beating up the dudes. You know, in New York, you got the migrants like shooting everybody and killing people. And did you see the scene? We never even talked about it. It went viral. It was the two guys who got into an altercation, one guy pulls out the gun, the other guy knocks the gun out of his hand and then uses the gun on him, and it all takes place. Yeah, dude, it was like a regular every guy Batman fella, and he fights this dude. It was all on camera, and he gets the gun, shoots the guy, and then there's a lady who's with the fella who's originally being accosted. She pulls something out and stabs the other guy in the back while he's getting, and then he gets shot. It was a bad time for the attacker. I'm not gonna lie.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this went viral. This is New York on the subway. They're just shooting and stabbing, and it's just pure vigilantism at this point.
That's what happens when there's no cops, and you let whoever in.
Yes. Yeah, man. There was another incident on an airplane recently, and I keep being reminded of Daniel Penny, who they just set his court case for October. Don't forget. Never forget Daniel Penny.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, that's so sad.
Well, there's a guy on a plane over the weekend. He was brown-skinned, if you will, maybe Indian or Arabic. Arabic. I speak languages here. Or Arabic, and he started like talking about how he was blaming white people and threatening white people and calling them white devils on this, you know, American Airlines flight. And this badass dude just walks up to him and just choke holds him and brings him down. It's incredible to watch. And all I thought about was Daniel Penny. Like, how can we celebrate this guy taking down terrorist fella, but Daniel Penny taking down the beloved Michael Jackson interpreter. No, we got to send Daniel Penny to prison.
Yeah, well, this guy should have learned how to do the moonwalk.
You know? That's right, man.
Well, where was it? They were both in New York?
The New York shooting was on the subway. It's about a week ago. And the videos were all making the rounds. It's a pretty...
the airplane one. Where was that?
Okay, that was over the weekend, and I think that was American Airlines. It was Indian fella threatening white devils. I'm pretty sure. I specifically remember the white devil phrasing. He was drunk. He got escorted off the plane after he was...
Yeah, but I'm saying, where was it?
Oh, somewhere in America. I have no idea.
No, but I mean, that's what the difference is.
Oh, good call. You're right.
You know what I mean? In New York, like Daniel Penny, the only reason he's a criminal, not a hero, is because he did it in New York.
Exactly.
You do that shit in Texas, key to the city, my friend.
That's right, man.
You know?
Yeah, good call. You're right. That's why you don't want to be a vigilante in New York, unfortunately.
No.
You get Daniel Penny'd.
Well, you just got to be the right color.
I guess so, man.
You know?
Oh, yeah. So if you see the footage from the subway, pretty outrageous. The scene is incredible, but we have so much more other craziness to talk about. Let me take a look outside here. Are we in World War III? Or what's happening here? Because pretty sure we might be in World War III.
Not yet, but they keep trying really hard.
Did you see any of the footage of the complete insanity that unfolded over there in the Russia concert hall?
Dude, come on. Who do you think that was?
I have a good idea.
I only have one question for one person. Yeah, where was Hillary?
So this scene was pretty outrageous. I don't really like to partake in viewing a lot of these violent, videos that hit the interwebs. But this was all over, and it looked like, I don't know, man, out of a video game or something, or some sort of Christopher Nolan film, if you will, which it's being compared to. These terrorists, they storm this concert hall, they explode it. And instead of going down with the ship, which is pretty classic of the jihadist, I believe, These guys get caught, like, in the woods, trying to escape Russia into Ukraine, which is a bad look. I think that's not a good look, escaping back into where you perceive as to be a safe spot. So, I don't know. What's your take so far? I have a beast of a clip, which I thought you would enjoy. I don't typically go down the Jack Posobiec route, but he has a fascinating kind of encapsulation of the events that unfolded, who's involved, how he's been predicting it for months. And it took quite a bit of chopping down, but I think I got the meat off the bone. You want to dive into it and then maybe kind of...
I don't really have like a good opinion on it, to be honest with you.
That's where
it's
I like
the beginning
to
start. Of the Ukraine war. Like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's telling the truth. I don't know if it was Putin or America, you know?
Right. This could be a false flag. This could be something maybe allowed to happen to push the war to a further point. This could be CIA.
I mean, Putin became president by bombing apartments while people were sleeping.
Yeah, and he just won. He just won another 6 years. So maybe he needs to solidify it.
You know, maybe there were some people, like some family members at this concert that he needed to get rid of. Send a message.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. Who knows? All I do know is post attack. Here we are, some 24 plus hours later, and they're flying the nuke bombers now all over. And they're gearing up to do some massive campaign onto the Ukraine, from what I read. That could be disproven shortly, but let's that doesn't really matter. Let's just dive into the fact that there were some pre-warnings going on, some bizarre language being tossed around in as far as this event. And, you know, it all seems almost too perfect, kind of like 9/11. Or
no, this was the perfect copycat of October 7th.
Or October 7th, exactly. These events seem to be perfectly orchestrated to purposefully ignite some further larger event, right? So, you guys seem to really want some war. That's what I'm kind of alluding to here.
World War.
You're really itching for it. So let's dive in. This is a fun one. A lot of interesting information and a lot of characters from around the world involved. So
this concert hall that's attacked within a 2-week window after the U.S. State Department specifically put out a cable to Americans residing not just across Russia, but in Moscow, where they directly stated extremists are planning to attack a concert hall. Ukraine.
Where were you guys on 9/11? Jesus Christ.
I mean, it was July. July of 2001, they said, hey, they're literally going to fly planes into the Twin Towers.
You know what I'm saying?
It's very similar. All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Into a period of a new phase of the war, the insurgency phase. Zelensky just said a couple of days ago that the Russian people need to feel the brunt of this. And Victoria Nuland, in her exit interview from the U.S. State Department, came out and went to CSIS. She was at the CSIS summit saying, with this money, this is just a couple of weeks ago, with this money, Ukraine will be able to accelerate the asymmetric warfare that has been the most effective. This supplemental funding will ensure Putin faces some nasty surprises. Number one, you don't usually see ISIS jihadis fleeing from the scene of a terror attack. Usually they want to go down as martyrs. That's number one. Number two, let's just say the Russians don't exactly have the same ROE as U.S. interrogators. There's few places in the world that are worse than in the bottom of a Russian interrogation cell. They're claiming in these videos that they were hired by some guy on Telegram who referred to himself as the preacher, didn't give much information, but was able to send money direct deposit to them, provided weapons from cells already operating.
Did you catch that? That's kind of weird, dude. The preacher? Like, who is this guy? Let's keep fishing. This is wild.
Yeah, like if I had like a, you know, like a board up right now, I'm putting his picture on the top.
Right.
And, you know, if I'm trying to investigate, you know.
Oh, you're saying all the rope or the threads, they lead to the preacher at the top, but there's a big question mark for his face.
Right.
Who's the preacher? Yeah. But the silhouette, right, is in the shape of Barack Obama's head. And I only say that.
I was going to say Big Mike.
Big Mike.
No,
she runs the show.
You can look this up. It was pretty strange. 4 days ago, or 4 days prior to this event, Barack Obama visited that Yoni Sanook fella, the UK Prime Minister, in Downing Street.
What?
It's very weird. Yeah. What? Why was Obama there? I can't shake the feeling that these last 4 years have been the third term of a shadow government of Barack Obama. And
oh, for sure.
It seems too on the nose to have this fella walking around Downing Street visiting the leader of the UK, and then all of a sudden we just happen to get a little terrorist attack action there in Russia.
Terror.
let's continue.
Who referred to himself as the preacher, didn't give much information, but was able to send money direct deposit to them, provided weapons from cells already operating, it seems, within Russia. If you watch these videos, Steve, they're not mentioning anything about ISIS. And all of a sudden, ISIS, which we haven't heard about in years, is being blamed for this. The U.S. comes out immediately.
So the videos online right now are them catching these dudes in the woods, and one of them, they like cut off the guy's ear, and they're just straight up torturing them in the woods as they catch. It's rough.
Come on, you don't want to get caught by the Russians.
And again, like I always thought when it comes to the jihadis, man, they're always blowing themselves up, man. Isn't that the whole thing?
Well, yeah, you got a choice between a bunch of virgins or Russian prisons.
Yeah, I thought the whole goal is to blow up or get killed because you go with the virgins in the afterlife with Muhammad and all that nonsense.
Yeah, even if you get one virgin for every person you killed, you just knocked off a buck 30. Congratulations, dude.
Man, that's a lot of virgins. You know? Oh, yeah.
A lot of virgins. I don't know where they keep getting these virgins.
Yeah, well, the afterlife sounds pretty good. A lot of virgins. I'm not going to lie.
They must be using the term a little loosely because, you know, can't be that many virgins.
Well, that's good propaganda. They know how to trick these young fellas into blowing themselves to bits, right?
I mean, mathematically speaking, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a magical place, though. We're talking heaven, right? A lot of virgins. I'm going to give heaven credit where credit is due. Probably a lot of virgins.
A lot of virgins.
Yeah, whereas...
72 for every guy?
Yeah, whereas I imagine in hell, the only women you get are the ones who have had 72 dudes. See, that's the opposite, right? Yeah. You get the 72 virgins in heaven, or you go to hell, you get the one non-virgin who's had the 72 dudes. That's a little inspiration to blow yourself to bits.
That's what happens when you marry the white girl.
That's right. Welcome to America. Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. You already know this is ISIS, but you can't tell us who blew up Nord Stream 2. It's the fastest investigation in since Jeffrey Epstein's cell. So these videos, Steve, I don't think these are very good for whoever planned this thing. It's already a botched operation. These guys were not supposed to be alive. They're going to give up everything. Steve, the real question here is the Ukrainian government even listening to Zelensky?
This is where it gets pretty interesting. And I was not aware of this newly elected special forces guy who is allegedly running the Ukrainian military. To be totally honest, and this is kind of how in the dark everybody is, I think, on Ukraine, I've never even really heard the guy who's leading the military there in Ukraine. It's always been Zelensky, right? They show up, Sean Penn shows up with the Academy Award and gives it to Zelensky for running the army. I thought that was the whole gig, but... No, apparently they have this like really insane military leader that they just put in charge there, and here.
Yeah, but that's why it never really made sense with him in the fucking olive drab army outfit, because
you're
the president. Just like our president isn't fucking suiting up to go to the front lines, to lead the men into a heroic battle. This isn't 1870s attack.
This isn't Napoleon we're looking at here. This is a literal comedian actor who you put in place as a puppet after you initiated your 2014 coup d'etat.
But that's how the Western world is. But the real leader of the military are the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the generals. You can say whatever you want, but there's guys out there. I mean, a guy who's a four-star general. They're going to listen to him before they listen to Joe Biden, you know?
And look
That's
at all,
why Joe Biden needs them.
Look at all the mass destabilization going on in all these countries worldwide over the last year or so that we've initiated these coup d'etats. Haiti, for example, more recently, and just total madness and destruction in Ukraine. It's almost like they sense the end is near with the Biden administration. They're like, we got to just go mass, you know, chaos and just hit all these places at once right now.
Yeah.
Africa's in a rough spot, folks. Take a look. There's a few countries in there that some really quiet coups went down, and they are just, they're starving, and there's genocide going on, and nobody wants to talk about it. And
I know. I imagine the one that they are talking about that doesn't look too bad is barbecue.
I know,
but that's the one that's good enough for them to talk about. There's ones that are so bad they can't even talk about it.
Absolutely,
in
Haiti is crazy. I mean, the instability in Haiti is our doing. Go research. You could Google really quickly the 2004 U.S.-backed coup d'etat and who we put in place and the genocide that followed for a decade. That was us. We sponsored it. We trained the leader who was in charge of that genocide next door in the Dominican Republic. We trained him. We financed him. We funded him. We sent him over there, and we said, have at it, fella. And then here we are about 20 years later.
Dude, not only Haiti, dude. Amy Goodman always talks about how, I think Sudan.
Yeah.
I think she said that Sudan will probably go down as the worst human-caused famine in the 21st century.
They're currently dying of starvation right now.
And there's plenty of food to feed them. They're just nobody's allowed to go in there and help them.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is they have these two warring factions, and if any of these aid vehicles or whatever makes it in there, they kill the people bringing in the aid, and then they steal the aid for themselves
to feed their army.
It's literally what's happening. Yes, it's sad.
Millions of people are starving to death. So,
yeah, but you know,
did you see my bracket?
Mike, three bracket busters in the first round. Unheard of. Unheard of, man.
We got a $300 million pitcher.
How does an 11 seed beat a 3 seed? I can't even believe this.
Who's picking the seeds?
Do you want to finish this last part here? I find it so fascinating. He's going to give us now a very clear and concise view of who potentially, allegedly, orchestrated this little attack.
Give up everything. Steve, the real question here is the Ukrainian government even listening to Zelensky anymore? Because this guy, Budinov, who was just put in charge of Ukraine's military, this is the CIA's guy in Kiev. He was the guy who was mentioned specifically as being trained by the CIA in that New York Times article a couple of weeks ago, where they said this guy was trained to kill squads that were trained by the CIA.
I got caught in the code here. There it is. Yeah. A little off-screen action. There we go.
He was trained by the CIA.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's crazy, dude. We're training all these dudes. Remember, I could never shake the uncanny valley with Porzingis, Pierogi.
Pregzhov or whatever.
Przygany?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Pierogi sauce, yeah. The guy who we basically, he was shot out of the air. His whole airplane was exploded by Putin. He was leading, it was, Pierogi. He was leading
allegedly by Putin.
That's right. He was allegedly leading the rebellion, right? Against Putin?
Yeah. The leader of the Wagner group.
The Wagner group. Yeah, that's right. Pierogi. I never believed he was a real guy, man. And he was just a stooge set up by our three-letter agencies.
Yeah, I think he was more a stooge.
Absolutely a stooge, just like this guy is a stooge. And he will now be this new, what do they call him, Bobolinsky? This is the new guy who's going to be the face of whatever's going on in Ukraine.
Yeah, what was his name? His name was literally like General Boots on the Ground or something like that.
I think it was Boots on the Ground. Boots on the Ground Ski.
No, totally not a made-up name.
Can we get John Pistol to investigate, please?
anymore because this guy Budinov, who was just
Budinov, man,
in charge of Ukraine's military. This is the CIA's guy in Kiev. He was the guy who was mentioned specifically as being trained by the CIA in that New York Times article a couple of weeks ago where they said this guy was trained, the kill squads that were trained by the CIA in those 12 bases that they put up on the border, the same border region where these terrorists were just caught in the... right between Ukraine and Russia, and Putin's up there saying that the Ukrainians prepared a, quote, special window for them to cross through the forest into Ukraine. You tie that back to what it, just read the New York Times. Just read the New York Times article that says Budinov was trained by the CIA to put together hit squads, and they were going after people in Russia. Steve.
All right. Oh, wait, maybe.
What are we to make of this? What are we funding in Ukraine?
Yeah, well, what we're funding is lining the big guy's pockets with 10% of everything we send over there.
Every bullet bought, 10% went to the big guy.
That's right, man. How's Sam Bankman-Fried doing right now?
Yeah, I just saw something about him. He's still in trial.
He is projected to go to prison for 55 years, minimum.
He's a young guy. What is that like? Oh, they don't do good behavior for federal, right?
No, unfortunately. And look, I mean, he's there because he was a patsy being used by the DNC to funnel money through his bogus crypto site into Ukraine or out of Ukraine back into the DNC to fund their midterm elections.
You don't think he'll get pardoned?
Yes, of course he will. We'll never hear about the guy again.
Right. Yeah, he'll disappear.
His parents are professors at Stanford. This is an elite class of people who never go to jail for anything, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah, no, but God forbid you get two DUIs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to ruin your life. All right, well...
So, yeah, I didn't see all that CIA stuff. That's pretty crazy.
And not only that, I mean, they put out a memo very directly about 2 weeks ago, saying, hey, U.S. personnel, get out of Moscow. There's going to be a terrorist attack, specifically at this concert hall, so don't go.
Yeah, dude, that's so it's definitely us, all right. And it was Ukraine. And then, so now you're in a situation again, like throughout this whole war, everything that Putin says, you guys say is propaganda, but then it turns out to be true.
Oh, yeah, I can only imagine the same characters behind this scenario were also the individuals behind the Nord Stream 2 bombing and maybe even the bombing of that dam that you guys flooded out the Russian village with. It kind of seems like... What do you got?
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, that's all I got, yeah. Kind of seems like it's the three-letter agencies with the Mossad, with the MI6, the CIA, and they work in cahoots to create all this destabilization and false flag events geared to rope us into some sort of third world war, which they desperately need to usher in their, the new world order, man.
Yeah, the great. They need another reset.
You got to refresh to be fresh these days. Otherwise, everything gets stale, man.
Yeah. Oh, and I just looked at some pictures of the event. It looks like they drove there in a U-Haul.
Oh, Patriot Front, the Bloodthirsty Gang. Where are they at?
Yeah, they were all wearing khakis.
Oh, man. Well,
yeah, definitely CIA, huh?
Yeah, well, I thought that immediately. And also, you could even take fully the legacy media mainstream narrative here, which is what? ISIS, right? Well, who created ISIS? That's the CIA. I mean, and Mossad. And it literally was created during the Obama administration. What are we going through right now? Obama's third term. There's no doubt about it. So, I mean, okay. How many other ways can we shake out a three-letter agency being behind this attack? Even your very own narrative claims that it was carried out by a group created by one of our three-letter agencies, man.
Good call. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I still got a Putin vibe on it. Because they caught him so quick.
Oh, dude, I... Just like with the October 7th attack in Israel, just like with 9/11 or Pearl Harbor, and I'm going to put this one under that umbrella with them. Who benefits from this attack? Well, usually the government who got attacked.
Because now he could escalate the war. Yeah, maybe he did just let it happen.
Whatever it is, man, when you let the attack occur, there are some major financial beneficiaries involved with the attack.
Yeah, for sure.
Take a look at Lucky Larry Silverstein, who happened to make $1 billion off the off the insurance claim on the World Trade Center after it just happened to get bombed and collapsed.
Like, how is it that if I took out a life insurance policy on you for $2 million right now and then killed you next month, I'd be the first suspect?
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
I'd be the first suspect. Everybody would look at whether I did it or, you know, did it or not. You die suspiciously a month after I get insurance on you. I'm a suspect.
That's right, man.
This guy did that with two towers in New York.
Lucky Larry Silverstein. He's the luckiest guy ever, man. There's a lot of weird anomalies with the 9/11 situation. One of the kind of little tidbits that has always bothered me a little bit was Seth MacFarlane, believe it or not, the creator of Family Guy.
No.
He allegedly overslept.
I don't think it's alleged.
It's his story, and he claims he overslept and missed the flight, if I'm not mistaken, because he was hungover.
Yeah.
And so
he definitely had a ticket for that flight.
But he had a flight for one of the planes, you know, the first or second that hit the Twin Towers, and he just happened to miss that flight. And he was in the airport when he saw the attack unfolding. I don't know, man. This guy ended up being pretty darn famous after that attack happened. You know, his career really kind of took off, if you will. No pun. Well, maybe slight pun intended. But, you know,
Became very democratic.
Very elite. He became very elite after elitist. The crashing of those buildings.
Yeah.
You know, he's one of a list of many very famous, very wealthy, and well-known people who just coincidentally, you know, happened to miss the flights or not be there at the Twin Towers. There's another one about Michael Jackson, which I find interesting. And maybe that, too, is, I think it's an overslept. So the story goes, I believe he was up all night on the phone with his mother till about 3 a.m., and he overslept a meeting he was allegedly supposed to be having at the top of the Twin Towers.
Wow.
Michael Jackson.
Wow.
A lot of people just happened to oversleep on 9/11, dude. That's really weird.
To be fair, though, this was a time before phones had alarms.
Right. There could have been a power outage at the hotel. Maybe him and Seth MacFarlane were staying at the same place.
Not just that, man. You know, the alarm, you forgot to reset it. You were fucked.
That's
it true. Wasn't like a phone.
Very true. Yeah, all right. We'll give it coincidence. All right.
I think you had a lot more sleep-ins before than you do now.
Right, and also with the cell phone, too, you're oversleeping a bit. The boss can call you pretty quickly, and most people are near their phone.
Oh, people are texting you, hey, don't you have a flight, you know?
But, like, back in the day, you could have maybe knocked the landline off the hook, and it's just off, and nobody can get a hold of you.
Oh, there goes that wake-up call.
That's right, you man. Yeah.
Fatal flaw in the system.
I just happened to miss my flight on 9/11, like all the other celebrities in the world elites. Oh, shucks.
Dude, you know, we talked about it in the other episode, and I wanted to bring it up again. Joaquin Phoenix.
Ooh, did you go down a Joaquin Phoenix rabbit hole, my man?
Apparently, River Phoenix
died
from a heroin overdose.
Oh yeah,
while partying with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Johnny Depp's club.
Yes, I remember it was Johnny Depp's club. I forgot the tidbit that it was with the Chili Peppers. That's crazy.
Apparently, that's who he did the heroin with. And then he died.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
What does it make you think about the Chili Peppers?
I think he didn't suck their dicks. Is that how it works in the business? We're finding out.
That was the time, though, when the Chili Peppers were still, I think, relatively on the rise, early 90s. And for anyone who's read Scar Tissue out there, I think he goes down the rabbit hole himself of his extreme drug use and heroin usage. And it was a long time since I went down that road with the book. So, man, maybe that's a part I just blacked out of my own memory with the River Phoenix. That's really, really funny.
It's a weird one.
Yeah.
A lot of people think they killed him.
Yeah, sacrifice for Joaquin to become a famous person, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Or maybe River was going to spill the beans, right, on what it took to become a child star.
Could be something.
You know?
I don't know.
He's going to shock the world with some news on a young Harvey Weinstein, an up-and-coming producer.
Who was about... working on something with Ann Hirsch.
That's right, man. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, either way, you sent me something the other day, and I wanted to toss it out there. So, and we did mention it earlier in the show, so it'd be good to kind of round back to it. The migrants... situation out of control. Everyone agrees, especially in Chicago, especially in Denver. We got the 40,000 here over the last year. Similar numbers in the Chi-Town. I know in New York City, they're just so overwhelmed. Mayor Eric Adams, he just has no more room. There is simply no vacancy there.
We have no more room in the city.
Yeah, that's right, man. So he's out of room there. And so we got to tighten things up down at the southern border, and some video footage that kind of shocked, I think, the national audiences of the social media web sphere were these, this group of 100 migrants, was it Texas or California? I think it was Texas, where they like just barged through the barbed wire and like ransacked a group of patrol officers there. And literally stormed into the country. It was a literal physical invasion.
Yeah, I don't know how they can sugarcoat that. That is a literal invasion. They pushed over soldiers.
Mike, there are always ways to sugarcoat a visual such as migrants toppling over armed guards at our southern border and ransacking them and running over them. That's why we have... the morning Kool-Aid, our favorite, Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough. He's there to sugarcoat it all for us on the Monday morning. You sent it to me. It's one of my favorite clips. The Trump derangement syndrome. Does it reach any higher heights than with the Morning Joe Scarborough crew?
Remember, AOC went to the border. You That's guys right. for 4 years ridiculed him about the border. And him wanting to build a wall and close the border. For four years, that's all we heard.
That's right, man.
He was a racist. He was this. He was that.
Yes, dude. Well, we got Morning Joe here to sugarcoat the wild and crazy images. And I implore everyone, please, please check out the video of these guys storming the border. It's like 100 migrants, and they're just trampling our border patrol. So Joe Scarborough is going to tell us whose fault this is.
If I were a Democrat running for office, I would do this. I would be carrying this around all day. Look at
he's showing a headline of the scene of these migrants trampling the patrol guards at the border. And it says something like outrage or overrun or something, invasion. And, this is the spin. This is beautiful.
The Republicans are doing to you. Look what Donald Trump's doing to you. Donald Trump said, and by the way, this is for you at home, because see this onslaught headline? The only thing the Post didn't tell you is Donald Trump said, blame me for this. Donald Trump said, kill the bill. And blame me for everything that happens after this point. Donald Trump said, blame me. So, yes, Donald, we are blaming you. We're blaming mini-me Mike Johnson for following your orders. We're blaming
Isn't
Republicans.
Isn't that body shaming?
Is he a small guy?
I think he's a little bit on the small side.
I bet you he's 5'7".
You think he's a 5'7"? I was just thinking, he is perfectly proportioned.
He looks well proportioned. He seems like he strikes me as a 5'7".
Looks like he's got a huge dick.
It's possible. He could be a 5'7"7". I think you're right.
Very possible. Begged for a tough border bill.
Whoa, no way.
Give it to me.
He's 6'5 and a quarter? 312, but no. Oh, apparently is that a guy? That's got to be a guy in the NFL.
Yeah, are you all right over there? What just happened?
I was like, no way is this guy 6'5". Apparently that's from an NFL combine. Who's Mike Johnson?
It's Mike, Big Mike Johnson Obama. I don't know if you know that. Big Michelle, she's trying out for the Eagles this year. She's got the shoulders for it, man. I saw her run the 40. I think she's got the time. Big Mike.
Ooh, right. He's only 5'5".
Well, that's wow. Okay, we're talking Danny DeVito territory here.
Yeah, this guy's a little small.
Or not Danny DeVito. He's like 4'8". Who's I was thinking Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci. Yeah, he's more of a Joe Pesci.
He's Joe Pesci. Five. All right, that's him.
Still beautiful. Don't let him tell you otherwise.
That's
George,
right.
All right.
We're all made in God's likeness. Okay. That's.
But like the Wall Street Journal editorial page said, couldn't take yes for an answer. So yes, there is an onslaught in the southern border still. And it's all Donald Trump's fault. You know who says that? Donald Trump. Donald Trump says blame him for this.
This guy needs to seek some help, man. Like therapy immediately.
Come on, man. That's not insane.
He's obsessed with Donald Trump. That's number one. Number two. Yeah. Dude, we are 4 years into Joe Biden's presidency. When can anything and everything stop being Donald Trump's fault? The guy who was last president 4 years ago.
No, Frank. The guy who was only in politics for 4 years, 4 years ago.
That's right.
Right. The guy who's now in charge for 4 years was also in charge for 40 years before Donald Trump.
That's right.
I mean?
Yeah, he was vice president for 8 as well.
He was vice president for 8, plus he was in the Congress since before we were born. I think since before our parents were born.
That's right, man.
Come on. That guy's been in charge forever. The one guy was in charge for 4 years, 4 years ago. That's his political career. You can't blame anything on him anymore.
I'm a huge fan of the math used by Democrats because 2 years from now, if anything's going wrong and Trump's presidency, you'd be like, freaking Joe Biden, man. He's screwing us up again.
That's that goddamn Bidenomics. No, but it is true because he's putting all these stupid policies that are going to take place in 2030, 2035. Like with the electric car bullshit.
Oh, did you see the announcement this week with the EPA stuff? They basically are going to force us to buy electric cars within the next 4 years.
Yeah. Sound like any type of government you ever heard of where it doesn't matter what the people want, they'd force companies to produce a product that nobody wants.
Dude, and no one is buying these electric cars. I think the jig is up. I think people are aware that I could either buy this hybrid or fully electric car, and if I get into an accident, it's toast, or it only lasts about 100,000 miles. Or I can get a Honda Civic for $25,000 and it'll last me 250,000 miles.
That your local mechanic can keep running for 10, 15 years.
Yes. And not only that, I think this thing lacks the kill switch the electric cars have that you guys seem to want to.
Anything after 2014, they can kill it.
They got the kill switch on everything now, huh?
That's why it's so hard to find, like, especially old trucks. There's a lot of guys who want to buy old trucks. Especially like an old diesel.
I'd love to get an old truck myself, or any car made like in the 90s.
Yeah, something like those 90s Mustangs that nobody wants.
Yeah, man. Or like early 2000s, too. Everyone forgets that when we invaded Iraq, Every car on the road doubled in size and guzzled more gas than you could ever imagine. Like, we went full, we tripled down on our gas usage, man. We were like, oh, let's make the Hummer now, right?
Days of the Hummer.
I loved the Hummer.
The glory days.
So funny how many Hummers were on the road after we invaded the Middle East. Right? Gas was so cheap, dude.
I was going to say, everybody in the world was paying like $9 a liter, and then we're like, what do you mean you want $1 a gallon? How am I going to fill up this Hummer?
Those are the freaking glory days, though, man. I mean, I could fill up my cherry red Chrysler LeBaron 1987 convertible. I could fill that puppy up for less than $20 and ride on it for almost a week and a half, man.
That was a week. Dude. Yeah, when Nono would give me $20 for gas...
Oh, that was a full tank and a hot dog and a Red Bull from the 7-Eleven.
Remember that? Dude, Red Bulls now? $4.50.
No, get out. Not worth it.
$4.50. No, I stopped drinking them. $4.50.
Same thing with, I can't believe people still buy coffee at coffee shops. Give that up.
Oh, even Dunkin' Donuts.
Dude, give that up. You are, at this point, I mean, it's got to be close to $10 to get your coffee from the Starbucks, man.
Can't even imagine. I know they, at the Dunkin' Donuts, or whatever, like a extra large or something like that, it's like $3 for coffee, regular coffee.
Yeah, but here's the difference: Dunkin' Donuts, that's not a coffee. You're drinking a liquefied cake. All right, what you are consuming there has the components of something you would serve to a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese.
If you just freeze it.
Yes. If you froze it and mold it together, you got your birthday cake for the little kids there. That's what's inside the coffee at the Dunkin' Donuts, man.
You got to tell them you want to put the cream and sugar in yourself. That's the key.
Well, I, you know, not...
But yeah, don't do it. Make coffee at home. It ends up being like 40 cents.
Here's what's funny about culture in America, right? Mike, you always bring up the fragility of all the people here in Colorado. We err on the thinner side of the physique scale or spectrum, if you will. Hard to find a Dunkin' Donuts around where I live. And even down... Oh, yeah. Oh, Denver's not designed like Chicago, where you could be leaving your Dunkin' Donuts on the street corner and look across the street and there's a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah, dude. Sometimes I type in like a Dunkin' Donuts. And there's two within a mile.
That's what I'm saying. No, we have like two Dunkin' Donuts in all of Denver. That's the difference. That's how you get your size difference of people,
man. And you also have little girls beating up grown men.
That's right. We have.
That's the difference. People drink coffee and eat donuts. The problem is you guys aren't running on Dunkin', you know.
Wow. Hey, we got a new one. I love this. Yeah, man. Take a hike, Subway. Oh, yeah. No more refresh to be fresh, people. We're running on Dunkin'. No, see, in Chicago, you're running on Dunkin'. In Denver, we're running. It's a very different worldview, if you will.
What are you, some kind of you're just running? No, you gotta drive to the drive-thru and run on Dunkin'.
Wait, you're not running for your life? You're just running and like with nowhere to go? That's insane, man. In Chicago, you're running for your life. You know, you're running from bullets, right?
Yeah, or once you hear the gunfire, you run. Drop the coffee, run.
Or you yourself, you're going shopping out with the fellas, i.e. ransacking the local Walgreens, and then you're running, right? You're running with the goods.
This is how it goes. Life in the city. We'll be right back.